If you tear that thing off a minute, I'll tell you a little conversation I had with a lady.
That's an interesting story that you told me about the word there.
Well, anyway, she said, asked me about why I wore a tie, and I told her. And I told her the truth about it. And back at the end of the, I'm sure, where my father got it, at the end of the Civil War, we were all destitute. We just didn't have anything. This country really didn't have anything. And I don't know why he was such a stickler for it. But when I was a kid, I had to wear a tie. I had to wear a tie. And I just told it to her as if we proved it to ourselves and everybody concerned. They may beat the hell out of them, but they never didn't get our heads down. We gonna still hold ourselves up and try to be somebody. We had to wear a string for a tie. Now, it's just been such a part of me all these years, I can't get out of it. Maybe the thing to do is not to do.
Well, there's something, don't you think, to the idea of making yourself look presentable and actually having an ideal and then just working yourself up to that ideal.
Yeah,
that
I think that's what we have to do that. We have to have an image of what we want to be, who we want to be, or we won't ever do it, will we?
I think that's right. You strive
but
to achieve
that. But that wasn't my idea. That was my papa's idea. he just kept it that so long I got into it, you know. Into this good day, I enjoy wearing a tie.
Feels better with it than without.
Yeah, so. I just rather wear it. I go to field with a tie on. And I had a neighbor down there, one of these get-rich-quick fellas, and fine fella. I liked him very much. Talking about the tie. This country is about to get all these places cleaned up. Well, we got these caterpillars and things in, it's made a big difference, but I told you my farm was down here about 30 miles south here. Well, right at the back of my place, it was about 4 miles from there to the river, low land. And since they put in these levees and these Grenada Lake and those places to keep the head with flood waters out, let it oily run out, you know. Well, this fella had lived and hunted all back through there, and he knew it was pretty high ridges in there, and he had enough go about him, push about him, to get somebody to back him, and he cleared up 5,000 acres at one time. Now, you don't see that much anymore. In fact, you can't find those kind of tracks to do it. But I have a very small place, and yeah, I always wore that tie like I tell you about. I went down there one day. Bud had a flat Bud Mark on trailer, and it's hot. He's down there, just dusty, hot, sweating. Chained a tie on it. Had all these 6-8 caterpillars, niggas working everywhere. I said, Bud, I want to tell you something, and I know you said something to me about it, laughed at me by wearing a tie on him, but I'm going to give you some best advice you ever had in your life, and you better take it. By God, you go home, and you put your tie on, and you keep that damn thing clean, and you wear that tie, or else you're going to lose this damn place. You got too much to do, too much to tend to, that you cannot physically exhaust yourself like you're doing now and keep it. Now you watch me. It writes a lot. He admitted I was telling the truth, but he didn't wear that tie. You know?
Well, it's, as you say, you get an image of yourself and you adjust to that. And if it's the right one, then that's.
Well, now he got to. He just can't do it. You can't make decisions. You've got to be fresh. You've got to do that. Yeah, there's just no way around it. That if he's gonna put himself down there and does his physical work,